Well, we're excited to have Chris, and it just adds to our depth inside. It'll add to our rotation, add size to our lineup. We're excited about it. Have a big guy like him who has the ability to put pressure on the quarterback and then also still play in the run game like we're capable of. Need to keep improving how we played the run, be more consistent with it, and go from there.
Is that something you guys wanted to do this off season, was to get a little bigger, because there were times last year where
Sure.
you were susceptible to the run?
Well, I wouldn't say as much of the fact that we were small, but we just like to have some bigger guys. It just will add to what we're doing. We had a good player in Akeem, and he ended up going to Detroit and getting a good situation for himself. But getting Chris in here is really going to help us, we believe.
Jockey Smith signed his tender yesterday. Have you had a chance to talk to him and see where his progress is at and what you're expecting him to come camp?
I talk to him all the time, just about every day. Jock's doing well, moving around. I've seen him working with the trainers and things like that, and we're hoping to get him back. It was really disappointing. Last year, he got one play as a defensive lineman, and I was like, okay, Jack, we're gonna go next play, and we're gonna go sub, and next thing you know, he goes, I can't go, and I said, what happened? Yeah, I didn't even see him get hurt, so it was disappointing for him and for us not to have a good player like him out there, a guy that had seven and a half sacks the year before. And, had to replace him with some other guys. We end up getting a good player off the street, basically, with Ryan Russell. And I really like what Ryan has done and did for us last year. So, and from that aspect, it helped us find another good player. But it's always good to get a good one back.
Coach, I've got an unorthodox question for you. Okay. Donovan Smith, I know he's not your guy.
Yeah.
You guys, you watch the tape. You see your players go up against him in practice all the time. Mm-hmm. Outside the Tampa Bay area, this guy's like a pinata. People think he's terrible, you name it. What do you see in him that others outside the area are not seeing in Donovan Smith?
Donovan is a great athlete. I don't think the guy's ever missed a snap since he's been here. He's a young tackle that I think he plays well for his experience, and I think his ceiling is still up above him. He's getting nothing but better, and I have a lot of respect for him as a player.
There's a lot of talk for some of the personnel you guys have added that you could have more 3-4 looks just coming through. That would just be some kind of sub package, right?
Well, I don't know who's saying, you guys are speculating that. We have potential to do a lot of multiple things. I mean, Smitty's always had multiple packages. Is there a chance that we could do have a look that looks like a 3-4? Potentially, sure. That is there. For us to just wholesale change and be 3-4, I don't see that happening. But we're always going to be a multiple front. And when we have the types of athletes that we have with the Noah Spences and the Jaquie Smiths and the Ryan Russells and those types of guys, we're going to move people all around. We're going to rush people. We're going to drop people. We're going to keep people on edge and not let them get a gauge on who is our guy or who's coming and who's dropping and those types of things. And in the NFL today, you have to do those things to be effective. So we will continue to be multiple, and sometimes you may see the big guy standing up. Who knows?
Is Noah Spence's role going to change a little bit this year? I mean, he's slimmed down a little bit.
Everyone's saying he slimmed down. He's actually heavier now than some of the game. I mean, some of those games last year, he was weighing like 38, and he's in the high 40s now. I mean, until he gets fully cleared and can really start doing all his lifting and all the things that he needs to do to continue his rehab, he's always going to be, around the 245 to 250 pound guy. And if he eats a whole bunch, he might be 53. You know, I wish I had that problem. But he is the type of size guy that he is. But I think he looks taller, personally. I swear I have said that to a number of people, Bobby and the coaches, and I'm like, man, he looks like he grew or something. So, he's only 22, so he could have. I don't know. We'll have to gauge that.
How did he come out as a run stopper last year?
He did fine, in the situations that we had him in. We made sure as the year went on, we were using him when they had the right personnel on the field. We didn't want to put him out there when they had two and three tight ends in the game, of course. But, when they had one tight end in the game, he played fine.
Coach, what specifically about Chris Baker's skill set makes him an upgrade from what was here last year?
Well, he's big. He can run. I mean, he's just 330-pound guy that is athletic. He can stop the run. He can rush a passer. He's an overall good player.